Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from N%, you're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The Columbia Symphony Orchestra, along with violinist Isaac Stern, with Mendelssohn's On Wings of Song, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Your place for a little bit more classical music here on a Thursday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, and we're looking forward this hour to a visit from the Venice Quartet. Some early chamber music, written in 1902 by Ottorino Respighi, his piano quintet to share, as well as a beautiful tone poem by Sir Edward Elgar called In the South. The Royal Philharmonic has that performance in just a little while as well. Next we have the Basel Symphony Orchestra and conductor Armin Jordan. We'll enjoy music next by Richard Wagner and the overture to one of his longest operas from 1868, an opera that told the story of the city of Nuremberg's guild of singers, amateur poets, musicians, and master craftsmen of various trades. Prelude to Act One from Die Meistersinger is next here on Kansas Public Radio. Music by Richard Wagner. Prelude to Act One of his opera Die Meistersinger, performed by the Basel Symphony Orchestra. Armin Jordan is our conductor, and that recording on Kansas Public Radio. 119 and still to come, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra with music by Sir Edward Elgar, a piece of music that comes from that catalog known as Works Inspired While the Composer Was on Vacation. We'll listen to a concert overture, a tone poem that Elgar composed while vacationing in Italy, a bit later when we hear In the South. Still to come here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware in East Lawrence, servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. Next on KPR, we'll hear some Italian chamber music, work by composer Ottorino Respighi. We'll hear one of the earliest bits of chamber music that he composed while a young man in his early 20s in the year 1902. While still getting his musical education, Respighi had spent a little time out east at the St. Petersburg Conservatory, taking some lessons from Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. The piece of music we'll hear dates from that time. Respighi's piano quintet in F minor, put on for us next by the Venice Quartet, along with pianist Patricia Prati, on Kansas Public Radio. A piano quintet, one composed in 1902 by a young Ottorino Respighi, formed there by the Venice Quartet with pianist Patricia Prati, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Coming up now on 137, there'll be NPR News at the top of the hour, followed by one more hour of the classics. We're live, we're local, KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. We're glad you could join us on a Thursday afternoon. You know, when you become a sustaining member, it's a great way to recognize that KPR is here for you day in and day out. And you could be here for KPR in the same way. Support KPR with your ongoing monthly gift and feel great knowing that every time you tune in to listen, you're a part of making it happen. Become a sustainer today over at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you for your support of KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, offering supervised visitation and safe custody exchanges to the Child Exchange and Visitation Center. Details at casalvks.org. Time now for some music by Sir Edward Elgar. You know, when composers go on vacation, it's oftentimes a marvelous source of inspiration for their music. Think Mendelssohn and his Scottish and Italian symphonies. Sir Edward Elgar had his own Italian inspiration when he took a trip in 1903 to the resort town of Alassio in the Italian Riviera. It was there that he gained inspiration for a grand concert overture, a tone poem that we'll hear next called In the South, with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra led by Andrew Litton, here on Kansas Public Radio. From Sir Edward Elgar and his 1903 concert overture known as In the South, performed by the Royal Philharmonic, led by Andrew Litton, on KPR. After the news from NPR, one more hour of classical music in store for you. Stay with us on KPR.
With Morning Edition, you don't have to NPR News. Every weekday.
Morning Edition, that's every weekday for you from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Now, you're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. That's by composer Bedřich Smetana, and the overture to a comedic opera he wrote called Uldrich and Bozena. Robert Sankovsky led the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio, your place for not only NPR news, classical music as well. I'm Jeff Watson, here to share the latter until 3 p.m. A little bit more Italian chamber music is in store for us when we hear a trio sonata by one Domenico Gallo, put on by the Parnassi Musici, and a Swedish symphony, music by composer Dag Wirén, the third symphony he composed. Quite a lovely piece, and it's coming up on KPR. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area, and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. Onward now with the Radio Philharmonic Orchestra of France with a French composition, one written in 1896. The music is by one Ernest Chausson. And what we'll hear is one of the most famous things he wrote for violin and orchestra, known as his poem. It was written back in 1896 at a request from the great Belgian violinist Eugène Ige, who asked Chausson to compose a full violin concerto, something that he didn't feel quite confident in himself enough to do, especially writing for what was considered then and even now one of the finest violinists to have ever lived. The solution he hit on seemed to be to compose a piece that he called something other than a concerto. It ended up being the following poem for violin and orchestra. Today we'll hear violinist Hilary Hahn with the Radio Philharmonic of France with conductor Miko Frank on KPR. A now standard part of the violin repertoire, music composed in 1896 by French composer Ernest Chausson, a piece originally for the great Belgian violinist Eugène Higer, the poem for violin and orchestra. And today we heard violinist Hilary Hahn with the Radio Philharmonic Orchestra of France, led by Miko Frank, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We're approaching 2:30, and still to come, a Swedish symphony. In just a few minutes, we've got Symphony No. 3 by composer Doc Wieren. Classical music continues on a Thursday afternoon. We're glad you could join us today. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study food safety and biosecurity to support the resilience of food systems in Kansas and across the nation. More information at k-state.edu. And the LEAD Center and KU's Office of Sovereign Partnerships and Indigenous Initiatives, presenting the annual KU Powwow and Indigenous Cultures Festival, Saturday, April 11, 10:30 a.m. Details at powwow.ku.edu. Next, we have a little Italian chamber music for you, some music once attributed to the Avora of Giovanni Pergolesi and music now known to be authored by one Domenico Gallo. We'll hear Trio Sonata No. 7, a performance by the Parnassi Musici, here on Kansas Public Radio. The ensemble Parnassi Musici and music by composer Domenico Gallo, Trio Sonata No. 7, here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2:35, and at 3 p.m., time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on this evening at 7 p.m., you can catch more classical music and something quite special. It's not quite the last night of the Proms, but just as much fun. Classics Live Tonight has the concluding concert from the 2025 Sunflower Music Festival, with Joanne Valletta directing the full orchestra, with music tonight by Mozart, Haydn, Holst, plus the stirring Col Nidri Adagio for cello, harp, and orchestra. Cordelia Brown is with you tonight from 7 to 8 p.m. during Classics Live, featuring the last night of the Sunflower Music Festival. Then from 8 to 9 p.m., catch an hour of classical music with host Kay McIntyre. What we have for you next is a recording of the Norrköping Symphony Orchestra, with music by a Swedish composer by the name of Doc Wieren. He was a composer born in 1905 and born into a family of modest means. He was the son of a factory worker, but he ended up bootstrapping his way into a life in music, first by studying at the Stockholm Conservatory, and then later winning a state stipend to go study in Paris, where he would rub shoulders with the likes of Stravinsky and Prokofiev. What we'll hear is his third symphony, composed in 1944, the Norrköping Symphony Orchestra with the performance, next on Kansas Public Radio. A Swedish symphony, composed in 1944, music by Doc Wieren, Symphony No. 3, performed by the Norrköping Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it is just about 3 p.m. and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Don't forget you can catch more wonderful music this evening. Tonight at 7, we bring you Classics Live with the final evening of the 2025 Sunflower Music Festival. From 8 to 9, classical music with host Kay McIntyre. I'm Jeb Watson, and I'll be back with you tomorrow at noon for more classical music on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering Iyengar Yoga that utilizes props as aids for students of all ages and abilities in downtown Lawrence. Pictures, schedules, and registration available at yogacenterofLawrence.org.
More at mott.org/100.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor. Located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence. New arrivals added weekly, open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more information at hedgeapple.com.
It's 60 degrees in Lawrence, 63 in Manhattan. We have a wind advisory in effect till 2 a.m. The time is 3:06.
This is All Things Considered.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we are going to hear from focus groups of swing voters in Michigan. In general, they seem to be very opposed to this ongoing war with Iran. Then, over the past year, the Trump administration has conducted mass layoffs at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Some of the employees were unfairly told their performance was inadequate.
That floored me because my performance was rated outstanding, and I even got a raise.
We'll get you an update on the turmoil at the CDC coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, serving children and families through the CASA program, where trained volunteers advocate for abused and neglected children in court. Details at casalvks.org.
A lot going on weather-wise. Red flag warnings in effect for most of the KPR listening area, mostly to the west of Lawrence, but also including Jefferson County. That's in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. Further east, a red flag warning for Atchison, Doniphan, and Leavenworth counties in Kansas, many of the border counties in Missouri as well. We have a wind advisory for all of the KPR listening area until 2 a.m. The exception, Chase County, your wind advisory till 7 o'clock tonight. Lynn and Miami counties, your wind advisory until 4 a.m. We are expecting gusty winds up to 50 miles an hour here in the next few hours. They will be coming out of the southwest to the west, so use caution if you are driving on interstates. It is 3:20.
PR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you will hear. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, installing, servicing, and repairing the brands they sell and hauling away old appliances. Information on available services and products is online at stonebackappliance.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It is 60 degrees in Lawrence, 63 in Manhattan, 60 in Atchison. It's 3:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas lawmakers might soon loosen regulations on state research universities. Under the proposal, the University of Kansas, Wichita State University, and Kansas State University would have far more autonomy in property and business decisions that affect student life. Republican House Majority Leader Chris Croft supported the bill in a hearing today. He says public universities would thrive with less red tape.
How do we enable our research universities to operate at the speed of innovation and to drive that speed of innovation?
Opponents of the bill say it reduces government authority over how publicly funded universities allocate their resources. The change would not affect regional universities like Pittsburgh State University, Forte State, and Emporia State. A plan to end anonymous reports of child abuse to the Department of Children and Families passed unanimously in the Kansas House last month. But as State House reporter Zach Boblett explains, it faced some opposition in the Kansas Senate.
The idea behind the plan is to reduce the number of fraudulent child abuse reports made to DCF. Supporters say these fraudulent anonymous reports have weaponized the state. The plan would still allow people to anonymously report child abuse to law enforcement. Supporters argue that a small number of anonymous calls have actually triggered investigations. Senator Joe Clays is against the legislation. He compares the anonymous calls to DCF, to anonymous bomb threats.
Often there's not a bomb, more often than not, way more often than not. Probably a number that's pretty close to this, but we still respond to bomb threats.
A state official told lawmakers that 73 children were removed from homes during the past 2 years due to anonymous reports of child abuse. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
A new statewide effort is helping students in Kansas lead voter registration drives in their own high schools. The Voter Network, a nonpartisan group, found voter registration for the state's high school students jumped by more than a fourth between 2023 and 2024. But that rate is lower during years without a presidential election. Diego Molina Castillon with the nonprofit Civics Center says a student-led model is more accessible to young people.
They're shy to ask questions to adults. They don't want to appear like they don't know something. So teaching their peers to teach their peers, I think, is the best way.
The Civics Center sends boxes filled with stickers, flyers, and tote bags to help students promote their registration drives. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies tonight, very breezy, lows around 40, winds gusting out of the southwest. We do have wind advisories in effect throughout the KPR listening area until at least 2 a.m. Wind advisory continuing till 4 a.m. for Lynn and Miami counties specifically. It's 3:35.
For men, cultural enrichment. Learn more at Viking.com.
This is NPR News.
Next time on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll learn how to belly dance. There's Private Eye Jazz from late 50s TV and something brand new by Exotica Cocktail. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Join me where the music's always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour. Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many other frequencies as well scattered around the state, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for choosing to spend part of your day with us here at KPR. In our next 30 minutes, we'll get you an update of news headlines. That's going to happen at 4:01. At 4:06, hundreds of thousands of people in Lebanon are now on the move in response to Israeli airstrikes.
The wave of civilians that are fleeing southern Lebanon and the suburbs in Beirut are growing by the day, and it's become very difficult to try to find relief for them.
Meanwhile, the UN estimates that more than 3 million Iranians have been internally displaced. All the details on what's happening elsewhere in the world here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, welcoming French jazz singer Cyril Ami, whose music blends jazz, pop, and Caribbean rhythms. Saturday, March 14th at 7:30. More at follytheater.org.
A red flag warning in effect for most of the KPR listening area to the west of Lawrence. That's in effect till 8 o'clock tonight. High grassland fire danger complicated by a wind advisory for the entire KPR listening area until at least 2 a.m. It's 10 minutes before 4.
It's All Things News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will have your regional news. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. There's a wind advisory in effect till 2 a.m. This is KPR.
It's an escalating...